Hello everyone, welcome to this talk on Gossip Sub. I'm very excited to be here. My name is Yanis, I'm a research scientist at Protocol Labs Research, and the work I'm going to present is a collaboration between several teams, including the Filecoin team, LibP2Peer team, and the Resilient Networks Lab, which is part of Protocol Labs Research. So today's talk is on Gossip Sub, a secure message propagation protocol for the Filecoin blockchain. And before I go into the details of Gossip Sub, I would like to spend a few minutes talking about Filecoin, what it is and what it aspires to become. Here is an outline of my talk. I'm going to introduce the Filecoin network, and this is where our talk is going to focus today. But it is worth mentioning that Gossip Sub is also deployed and currently in use in the Ethereum 2 blockchain. Then I'm going to jump into discussing how important message propagation protocols are for permissionless blockchain networks. I'm going to give a brief outline of the Gossip Sub protocol, going into details of some of its parts as time permits. And finally, I'm going to give you all the details of our extensive evaluation that we did on Gossip Sub in adversarial environments. So Filecoin is a decentralized storage network for the Web3 and not only. It's a peer-to-peer incentivized and permissionless network where users can earn Filecoin by contributing to the network with extra storage capacity. In the Filecoin network, there are three roles. There are the clients that want to hire the network to store their data and pay in Filecoin. There are the miners that store data for the network, contribute storage capacity and store data for the network and its clients, and then are rewarded in Filecoin as a reward for their contribution to the network. Finally, there is the network that organizes the work, verifies that no one is misbehaving, and rewards miners with Filecoin. This is a more graphic representation of the system where we have clients that want storage, miners that provide storage, and the network that is an intermediary that connects the two. The clients are paying Filecoin and they're agreeing deals with miners to store their data. Miners, what they have to do is they have to store the data and provide proofs that they are indeed storing the data and they're not misbehaving by deleting the data and allocating the storage space to something else. Finally, the network is taking those proofs and it's making sure that no one is misbehaving. And if they find that no one is misbehaving, then they are rewarding miners with Filecoin. The network is trustless and permissionless in the sense that the clients do not have to trust the miners to store their data. Then it's the network's job and the algorithmics behind it to do that. And it's also permissionless from the point of view that anyone can start a miner and contribute to the network. Now, to do all this, what the Filecoin network uses is a blockchain. The blockchain is used as a currency. It is used as in order to settle and put market orders. And most importantly, it is used for proofs. A proof is a verifiable record of behaviors in the network. And through these proofs, the network can make sure that basically the miners are keeping up the promise of the deals that they have agreed with clients. Now, what is Gossip Sub and how does it fit in the big picture? Gossip Sub is a pub-sub protocol designed for efficiency and resilience against malicious behaviors in permissionless blockchain environments. Permissionless blockchains are open for anyone to join. There is no pre-authentication or access control, which further means that pretty much anyone can join the network and attempt to attack or disrupt the operation of the network. This is the problem that we're trying to address by having a secure message propagation protocol. Now, in blockchain systems, it is very important to avoid network fragmentation and forks. The network should reach consensus through the verification process, through proofs. And it's also very important, as we know, to keep nodes in sync. So every miner in the network needs to have the same view of the state of the network. That's when the blockchain can progress, basically, and add more blocks to the network. So a message propagation protocol is needed so that messages, the new blocks that are produced by miners in the network, can propagate to every node in the network to keep them in sync. Now, in the Filecoin, there is an important deadline that we need to keep in mind, and this is at 6 seconds. So within 6 seconds of a block being produced, it needs to propagate and reach all other nodes in the network so that in the next round, they can start mining the new block on the correct state. So on the correct state of the blockchain up to the previous period. So let's keep this as a takeaway point, the 6 seconds, because it's an important thing for what our protocol can achieve. Now, we've gone back and we've researched the vast literature that exists in the area of PubSub protocols. And there has been some great research coming around that has happened in the past. What we have seen, though, is that security has not been tightly integrated in the protocol, but rather in past PubSub systems, it has been kind of outsourced at the application layer. So there is some, in most cases, centralized entity that performs security measures, does access control and all that. So what we did is that we designed some attacks to the network so that we're sure that while GossipSub propagates messages in the network, it can inherently identify malicious behavior and stop, get the nodes, the nodes with malicious behavior out of the network. Of course, we started with simple attacks such as the Sybil attack, which is a very common attack in peer-to-peer networks, but we went on to investigate much more sophisticated attacks such as the cold boot attack. And I'm going to explain what it is later on. So I'm going to spend a few minutes talking about what GossipSub actually is. And the main part, the main construction is in GossipSub is the mesh. So every node in the network is connected to a number of other nodes, which is the degree, in this case, 5. And in this case, node A is connected to 5 other nodes. This means that when A produces a new message, a new block, it's going to immediately broadcast it to all those nodes. Those nodes in turn are going to take the message and broadcast it to their own local mesh in the system. So by doing that, the messages are propagating throughout the mesh, and that's how the main propagation is done. Now, we talked about this degree. And there is a high threshold and a low threshold to this. The high threshold is when a node finds out that there are more nodes connected, more other peers connected to it. And when this goes above D high, the upper threshold, the node has to prune some connections. And when it falls below the D low, the lower threshold, it has to graft some new nodes. So that's how we settle the degree of the network. Then we have gossip dissemination. And with gossip dissemination, what we do is instead of propagating whole messages, which is what happens in the mesh construction where messages are propagated immediately to all nodes, here we only propagate metadata. And this happens every 1 second. And what we want to do is avoid the situation where all our connections are dominated by Sybil nodes. And what we want to do is reach out to other nodes and bypass any malicious nodes attached to our node, to our peer. Now, there is a trade-off between the mesh degree and gossip dissemination. The higher the degree of the mesh, the more the traffic, obviously, but the faster a message is propagating. On the other hand, when we propagate more gossip but have a lower degree for the mesh, we have less traffic in the network, but messages propagate slower. So we need to hit the right balance between these two. Now, we went on and tried to have integrate some security considerations on top of GossipSub. What we did is we came up with a score function. The score function is a function that takes into account several parameters for good or bad behavior, and every node in the network is keeping a score for all other peers it is connected to. So, for example, when we see that a message is delivered to our peer from a neighbor and we're receiving this for the first time, then this means that this node is behaving correctly and we increase the score that we have for this node because it's not trying to delay messages or degrade the performance of the network. On the opposite side, when we have an invalid message that is delivered to our node, then we score the peer where we receive this message from with we decrease the score or we value it negatively because the node is potentially trying to spam the network with invalid messages. And there are several other parameters that we integrate into the score function. Some of them are presented here. It is important to note that nodes do not share this score with other peers. They keep it for themselves. And what do they need it for? We need it for some mitigation strategies. So there is the controlled mesh maintenance. And what this is the grafting and pruning of new nodes that I have mentioned before, which we now do based on the score function. So when we want to graft new nodes because our D, the degree of our node, has gone to a low value, we are only picking the highest scoring nodes of our neighbors. This means that our mesh, our immediate mesh, is formed of honest nodes only, and we kick out the malicious nodes. When a node has got a low score or a negative score, then we prune this node immediately. This eventually is kicking out all the badly behaving peers from our immediate mesh. We have some other strategies that I don't have time to go through right now. Just to mention flood publishing as a very quick example is when a node is publishing a message, the first hop that it is sending to, it is to every other node it has in its connection list. So not only in the immediate mesh, but every other peer it knows. And this is, of course, to avoid the situation where all the mesh connections are malicious users, sibils that want to silence the node. And with this way, we want to bypass malicious nodes and reach other nodes in the network. We have carried out a very extensive evaluation setup. We used TestGround, which is an emulation platform that we have deployed on AWS. We've run more than 5,000 VMs on AWS. We have considered honest to malicious peers up to a ratio of 1 to 20. Actually, this goes more, but these are the main test cases. Our metrics were the deadline that I mentioned before, the 6 seconds. So every message needs to reach every other node within 6 seconds. And of course, we want to have zero packet loss. We compared the performance of GossipSub with the message propagation protocols of Bitcoin and Ethereum One, where in Bitcoin, every miner is opening roughly 133 connections and effectively floods all the 133 connections when a new message is produced. In Ethereum One, in contrast, what we have is the network is using a protocol where every node connects to the square root of n, where n is the size of the network. So with current network sizes, when we did the study, that was about 33 connections. And here, what I would like to go a little bit deeper on is a few representative results. So here is a network-wide Eclipse attack, where on the y-axis we have the CDF of the nodes in the network. So when is a message reaching this, the percentage of nodes that, that receive the message. And on the x-axis, we have the message propagation latency. So how long did it take to reach the specific CDF that we have on the y-axis? We see that GossipSub is basically unaffected by the attack and delivers the message to every node in the network in less than 200 milliseconds. In contrast, Ethereum 1, for example, is totally devastated by the attack and takes more than 10 seconds to propagate the message to all the network, to all of the network. Obviously, this is something that would completely break the network, especially in the Filecoin case, because we have this 6-second deadline that I mentioned earlier. Now, going to the cold boot attack, which is a more sophisticated attack and assumes that when nodes join the network at network launch, the network is dominated by Sybils. And therefore nodes go and connect to Sybils directly. This is a very very nasty attack, not necessarily very realistic, but stretches the protocol to its limits so that we see what happens. What we found was that GossipSub is a little bit affected in this case, and the message propagation goes to 1.2 seconds. But again, we see that all other protocols, including Bitcoin, take much, much longer. Now, another interesting result from the same scenario is how fast can GossipSub recover the mesh? So we have here the orange nodes that we see in the beginning of the experiment dominate the mesh. And we see that honest nodes, the blue line, start coming in progressively. We see that within less than one and a half minutes, the network has completely recovered, and most the majority of nodes in a node, in the node's mesh is now dominated by honest nodes as opposed to Sybil nodes. So this is a healthy situation for the network because messages can propagate and nodes do not get silenced. We have done many, many more evaluations. We have hundreds of test cases that are we are going to make publicly available so that others can reproduce the results. Of course, our test setup is running the production code, which is open source also and lives on GitHub. So as a summary, the Filecoin network is an exciting, first of its kind, decentralized storage network. And GossipSub is one protocol, the first of its kind, again, to integrate security measures at the protocol layer in order to enhance and support permissionless peer-to-peer networks. We think that there is going to be much more research and much more development coming around in this area as the momentum of Web3 and decentralized technologies emerge. And we think this is a very good first step. I have put some links here on the right-hand side on Filecoin, the website, the blog, the specification, but also GossipSub, the specification of the protocol, as well as a preprint of a paper. So looking forward to more questions and collaborations. Thank you very much, and see you soon.